Now on Racing Pulse, the Trial Files with the Bald Eagle, Glenn Ingram.
Here he is, the Bald Eagle, Glenn Ingram, who joins us. How are you, Glenn?
Going well, Michael. How are you going?
I'm very well indeed. I have been very interested to see some of your tweets of recent times, and one of those is promoting yourself as a world champion in dad jokes. Is that correct?
Absolutely. The phone's ringing hot for them, Michael. They A1, that stuff. You do well to avoid my tweets on Twitter. A lot of it's rubbish. I'll tell you, at the moment, Michael, I'm doing Dry July for the first time ever. And the one thing they don't tell you is you might lose some weight, but you'll also lose your personality.
You're halfway there. How are you travelling?
I'm going okay, actually. Yeah, I haven't missed it too much. It's been... you have bad beats on the pun. You want to go for a drink straight away, but it's going okay.
All right, well, that is good. Have you got a dad joke for us?
No, I haven't, sorry. Okay. Nothing off the top.
All right, well, that might be just as well. We've got no racing today as well. I love your Thursday specials, which means we need a Morrill on Friday and at a Flemington on Saturday as well. And speaking of Flemington, that's where we kick off with last week's jump outs, and we get to see one of the favourites on Saturday, Dirty Thoughts, who went around last week. What did you make of Dirty Thoughts, who was first up on Saturday?
Yeah, Michael, she's absolutely flying to the Ellen Zara combination, the daughter of So You Think. She's won three of her six starts, and she's been off the scene for 41 weeks, and this was her second jump-out win of the preparation. She raced away late, and she appears very forward for her return on Saturday at Flemington, and we're really keen to follow her. She's been jumping out very, very sharp.
All right. Dirty Thoughts on Saturday, one to maybe have a bet on. And another one that you've been very impressed with out there at Flemington in the jump outs is Zoo Dancer.
Yeah, Michael, she stole the show there at the jump outs a fortnight ago, and she backed it up with another strong performance here. She trailed the Day Waterhouse-trained Invincible Jet before sneaking up the inside of that runner with a big gap to the others as they hit the line together. So Zoo Dancer has certainly held her form before she went out, and we think she'll be hard to beat first up, so we'll have her ready.
All right, they're the best two from Flemington. We move across to Cranbourne, and there's a horse here that may go under the radar a little bit because not trained by a headline trainer, but you've been pretty impressed with its jump out, Rue Epic.
Yeah, certainly. Heat 2, Rue Epic, trained by Trevor Rogers. She's unraced. She won a trial earlier in the year, and she was put out, and she returned in great style once more, winning a jump out impressively. She travelled sweetly for the majority of the heat, and she looked to have more to give on the line. So she's certainly one to follow on debut. Craig Williams rode in the first trial. I'm not sure if he rode in the jump out on Monday, but if Craig sticks, that'll be a bet for us.
Rue Epic, put that down in your black book. Do we put Miss Albania down in that black book as well?
Yeah, certainly. She had a really good synthetic jump out 2 weeks ago, and she raised the bar again here with a superb jump out win in very fast time. She's already a two-time city winner in her five starts. Trainer Enver Yusufovic will have her ready to go first up. She looked great in her action. She pulled away from the field late. Certainly keen to follow her.
EJ's horses are racing really well at the moment, and you found an unraced one to follow as well in Heat 10.
Yeah, Major Impact. He's given this one plenty of time, which is a hallmark of Enver's training. And this one appears to be showing the benefit. He finished second under a big hold in a jump out back in May. Had a short break, returned with an excellent jump out win here. He strode away nicely there late. Good effort in third, I thought, from Sue Guru with a silent T at the start there. Returned from a long break from the Murrin Eustace stable. Watch for him in a benchmark 64 over the short course.
All right, always in moment. From the Kent stable as well?
Yeah, she's absolutely flying. As is his trainer, Mick Kent Sr. His stable's going really well at the moment. She's won two this prep. The only blemish was a heart irregularity. She's been back to the jump outs here over 1,200 metres. She gives the impression she's ready to rise in trip now, and we want to continue to follow her.
Over to Mornington we go, and Golden Monkey has been well spruced in the past from the Clayton Douglas stable, and you were impressed with the recent jump out.
Yeah, he has, and look, he didn't fire on the day at Pakenham when he was well back there, but he's been given a break, and he's had blinkers added, and he put on a strong showing here, coming out of the pack to chase the leader, Littermont, for the team Freeman. Once he took over in the straight, Golden Monkey, he looked to switch off, Michael, so he had to be bustled to pick up again. That's a little bit of a concern. The latter horse, Littermont, came again to win that jump out, finished off better. So both horses looked to have bright futures.
A couple from the Team Friedman stable that you think maybe we should follow and could have some spring aspirations.
Absolutely. Heat 6, Zuzarella is an unraced two-year-old filly for Anthony and Sam. A $250,000 Magic Millions buy. She's owned by Cambridge Stud. She looks a real classic staying type of filly. She jumped well, she settled wide midfield, and she pushed on before the turn and won a heat under riding from two stable mates who went well there in Guardian Spirit, who's returning from a sire's produce campaign, and Devout Hero also moved well to inside under a quiet ride. So three horses from the Freedman stable.
Put those down in your black book. All right, that's the trials from yesterday. Now we go to the tips. Unfortunately, nothing today, but it seems you're pretty keen on one tomorrow if we can hold fire.
Yeah, Michael, race three, number 11 at Geelong. Sandy Prince finds a really, really good maiden to kick off his campaign. He's had two jump outs this prep, both been excellent. He returns gelded, and I think that'll be the key to this runner. And he should be winning there tomorrow. The only danger looks to be Deal Blaster, the top weight there from the Matt Laurie stable. But you can get $3 now. Sandy Prince, I think that's a good bet.
Yeah, with Willow on board. So Sandy Prince might be our weekend bank builder at Geelong tomorrow. Race 3, number 11. You can get $3 punters. Jump on quick. Let's have a look. We've got 2 minutes until we head to the news. So we might have a look ahead to Saturday's Flemington meeting. You've highlighted two in the trial files, Dirty Thoughts and Always in Moment. Are you willing to be backing them on Saturday?
Yeah, absolutely. Very keen Dirty Thoughts. She'll be our best there on Saturday, and also Always in a Moment. Drawn awkward there, Michael. Barrier 15. Not sure where she's going to end up there, but Craig Williams, offset by Craig Williams, he's a terrific jockey, and he'll find a good spot for that filly.
All right, so would you take the 3:30 now, Dirty Thoughts?
Yes, yeah, yep, I would. I would.
And then the last race, Always in Moments, at 4:60. So is that the price you're happy with there?
Oh, I think we may get better because she's stepping up in trip for the first time, but she gives the impression she'll handle it. I think we might be able to get an each-way price there on Saturday.
All right, we like that. I'm not sure if you've had a look at all of the races, but are you going to roll into the dice roll again?
Not for me, Michael. That's as rough as it gets. Watching him come again late there through the line, the punters would be sick. But good luck. The horse is in good form. Maybe if they don't lead, he can turn the table.
Yeah, some nice horses heading to headquarters on Saturday. All right, day off for you today. Enjoy it, and we'll have a crack tomorrow. Geelong, race 3, number 11, Sandy Prince. Good on you, Glenn.
Thanks, Michael.